Today, as we celebrate this fourth day of Christmas, the Church also celebrates a very wonderful but very sad event in the history of salvation. The Feast of the Holy Innocents of Bethlehem, when the Magi, the kings from afar, came, they did not know exactly where the Messiah, the King of Kings, was to be born. So they thought, well, if we go to the king, he will be able to tell us. But the king was neither Jewish nor the authentic king of Israel, Herod. He was very shocked because he was always very insecure in his power and his throne, which he knew did not belong to him. So he called the priests of the temple and they said, in Bethlehem of Judea. And so he, of course, everything just, his ears pricked up, and he was very curious. So he told the kings, go and adore him and take my greetings to him. And when you are finished, come back and let me know so I too can go and visit him. Well, in the meantime, the angel of the Lord appeared to them and told them, do not go back to Herod. He aims to do evil to the child. But they continued forth in their quest. They have been perhaps even several years since they began their journey to Bethlehem, because they knew by studying the stars and God, as St. Paul says in the Epistle to the Hebrews, in past times he speaks to many different peoples in different ways, and to them he spoke through the stars. And they knew that the Messiah was about to be born. So they went. They were from different places, and we know of three of them, but we know that there were also others. It was not just the three that we know, Saints Caspar and Balthasar and Melchior. There were others, and their immense retinue. And so they came to Bethlehem finally, and of course, when they came, and we shall see this at the Epiphany, they adored the child and brought him gifts of gold, myrrh, and frankincense. In the meantime, because they were told not to go back to Herod, they went home in different routes, as the Gospels tell us. And of course, all of this comes to us from St. Luke and St. Matthew, from one source, the Blessed Mother. She is the only one that was there, the only one who knew that this happened. And so Herod was furious that they disrespected him and did not do as he said. So he sent troops and he said, any boy 2 years and under in Bethlehem, kill him. And so they did. And there were many, many little boys, like Theodore, whom Herod killed that day. And the gospel says, the prophecy is fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah. Rachel cries out for her children because they are no more. And so this is a feast of a very different and unique martyrdom which these little boys suffered for protecting the child, the infant Jesus. As a result, because they were all babies, for many years on this day I have offered this Mass for the intention of the doing away everywhere, not only in America or Florida, but everywhere, the horrible crime of abortion, the killing of babies. And so, of course, many of the women who do so suffer for the rest of their lives. They're not suffering, however, because they did wrong. They suffer because their conscience oppresses them and shall till they die. But at the same time, unlike them, here we have the mothers who were innocent, and their babies were innocent, and they were slain anyway. So today we pray in a very, very special way for the ending of the abominable crime of abortion. And we pray for the conversion of those who are in power or who shall soon be in power, because they may be this good or that good or not so good, but they are not Catholic. And therefore, they need to be converted to the fullness of the Catholic faith. That life begins at conception, and that no one should dare to take it from them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.